That's good to know. I did not know until Lee Ben told me in an email that Pastor Lee had retired.
直到李斌长老告诉我，在用email来告诉我，我才知道，林牧师退休了。
So that was a surprise.
这是非常意外的，对我来说。
And maybe it was surprising to you as well.
可能对你们来说也非常意外。
So to be here on this first Sunday after he moved is a, well, it's always a blessing, but it's a special blessing today.
那对我来说，在他离开之后的第一个主日来到这里，也是可能也是种祝福。当然每一次其实都是种祝福。
I bring greetings from my wife, Karen.
我带来我的太太 Karen 的问候。
She's not here today.
她今天不在这里。
For those of you who are looking around for her,
如果有人在这里寻找她的话,
she had planned to come.
她其实计划想来的。
But she is part of an introductory musical group to start our church service.
但她在我们的那个教会里面，她是。 续乐曲当主的当中的一员。
Our pastor, Pastor Gary, had a birthday this week.
在这刚刚过去的一星期里面，我们的那位牧师Gary，他过了生日。
He likes to wear Hawaiian shirts.
他一般来说，他喜欢穿着夏威夷装，夏威夷衬衫。
So everybody at church today is wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
所以说今天在我们那里每个人都着装夏威夷装。
So I dress like this. So.
但是我今天我是穿着非常正式的。
Which is a good thing because I don't think I have a Hawaiian shirt.
可能这也很好，因为我可能并没有夏威夷衬衫。
I need to get one of those.
我可能需要买一件。
I was noticing in one of the hymns that we just sang.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌里面，我注意到了一首。
Bind our pride to your control.
把我们的骄傲。By your control.
Bind our pride to your control. To God's control. To God's will.
让我们的骄傲再来能够受到你的控制。
We are very proud people.
我们往往是很骄傲的人。
We want what we want.
我们想要我们要的。
My wife and I would never get into arguments if she just always agreed with me.
我太太也从来没有好像同意过我，但是也没有好像为此而争吵过。
Of course, she says that the other way around.
因为她总是用另外一种方法来表达。
It's important that we learn to serve one another.
所以说对我们大家来说, 学会彼此服侍就非常重要。
We all live in the Peoria, Illinois area.
我们大家都生活在皮村这个地方。
But imagine you lived about 2,000 years ago.
但是想象一下，如果你生活在2000年以前。
And imagine that you lived in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey.
而且假设你现在是生活在小亚细亚，也就是现在的土耳其。
You are living during the Roman Empire.
你是生活在罗马的统治时期。
You are polytheistic, that is, you worship many gods.
那您很有可能就是一位多神论者，你崇拜许多神。
You are living your life blissfully ignorant of your peril.
你可能是过着非常幸福的生活，对你周遭的危险一无所知。
The peril of or the danger of hell.
怎么样的危险呢？就是地狱般的危险。
The peril that there is one way to heaven and you've never heard about that one way.
那的危险就是通往天堂的只有那么一条路，但是你却从来没有听见过。
But all of that changes.
但所有的这些都产生了变化。
Some wandering teachers, their names were Barnabas and Paul, speak that there is one God, not many.
那就 有一些流浪的老师，他们的名字是巴拿巴和保罗。
And they perform miracles.
他们说只有一位神，并且这些流浪的老师他们创造了奇迹，创造了很多奇迹。
To you, it seems like the gods have come down among men.
那在你看来，就好像很多神都降临到了人的身上。
You tried to worship them, but they stopped you. And said that you should only worship God.
你试图去崇拜这些人，但他们却阻止了你，并且告诉你，你应该只崇拜神。
The true God, the creator God who made everything.
唯一的真神就是那位创造天地的神。
And that this one God sent his son Jesus to this earth.
而且这一位上帝呢，他把他的独生子耶稣送到了这地球上。
They preach that this Jesus died for sinners, was buried, and rose again.
那他们宣扬这位耶稣呢，他为罪人而死，并且被埋葬，而且死而复活。
And that this Jesus calls all men everywhere to receive him as Lord and Savior.
那耶稣他也呼吁各地的人，来悔改他们的罪，并且相信他就是他们的救主。
Over time,And as you hear this message, it starts making sense to you.
那随着时间的流逝，你慢慢的觉得这个信息对你来讲是非常making sense. 对，非常有道理的。
God opens your heart, and you believe.
神就因此而打开了你的心灵，你也因此相信了他。
You're saved. You're born again. You become a Christian.
你得救了，你重生了，你成为了基督徒。
And you begin to learn more and grow more, and Barnabas and Paul keep teaching you more and more, and you're just soaking it in like a sponge.
那你学了更多，你成长了更多，你就像一块海绵一样的吸收了神那里来的话语。
Then they have to go on their journey, and they go to other places to minister the gospel.
那些人，那些老师，可能他们继续在外面流荡，他们继续传扬那福音。
Over time, some new teachers come into your church.
过了一段时间，哎，可能有一些新的老师过来了。
Like Barnabas and Paul, they used to be Jews, but they preached that believing in Jesus is not enough.
他们可能和保罗和巴拿巴一样，他们也是犹太人，但是他们宣扬的道不一样。他们说，光相信耶稣是不够的。
They say that you have to keep the law, the Mosaic law, including circumcision and food restrictions.
他们可能在教导你必须要遵循并且保留律法，我遵守律法，比如那些像环切的律法，还有食品限制的那些律法。
All these rules.
所有的这些律法。
Paul didn't tell you about these things.
但是保罗可没有告诉你这些事情。
In fact, these new teachers tell you Paul isn't even a real apostle.
那事实上呢，那这些新的老师新的教师，他们说保罗甚至不是真正的使徒。
But then a letter comes from Paul that addresses these false teachers.
随后保罗来了一封信，这封信是写给那些假教师。
Paul tells you that you don't have to obey the law to be saved.
保罗告诉你，你不需要遵守律法。
Paul writes that salvation is by faith alone.
保罗他说到得救是唯独因信。
That you have spiritual freedom from the law of Moses.
那你有脱离摩西律法的属灵的上面的自由。
That letter is the book of Galatians.
那封信就是我们今天会要讲到的。
That's why God put this letter in the Bible.
就是今天的讲要就要讲到的加拉太书，也是神为什么要把这封书信放在整卷圣经里。
We tend to think that we have to earn or work for our salvation.
我们往往会倾向于思考，我们想要通过我们的工作来争取到得救。
It's kind of like a set of scales.
就像是个天平。
that if my good works outweigh my bad works, I'll make it to heaven.
如果我的好的工作多于我的坏的工作，那我就能通往天堂。
How many sins does it take to condemn you?
有多少罪会致死你？
How many sins do you have to commit to condemn you?
你需要犯多少罪会致死你，会定罪你？
One.
只需要一个。
Imagine I, instead of a water bottle, maybe I've got a gallon of water.
想象一下，不是这一小瓶水，但是我却有那么一加仑的水。
And I take an eyedropper or a syringe, and I just put one drop into that gallon of water of cyanide poison.
我只是往那个水里面滴了一滴氰化物。
Just one drop.
只要那么一小滴。
I shake it up.
并且我把它摇晃。
And I pour you a drink.
然后我给你倒了一杯水。
You want a drink?
你会想要喝吗？
No.
当然不要。
You don't want to die.
因为你不想死。
It only takes one sin to ruin us.
所以只要一条罪就会摧毁我们。
We are condemned to hell.
那我们就致死，我们就会判到地狱。
But God sent His Son.
但是神送来了他的独生子。
The Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣。
He lived a perfect life.
他过着一个完全的生活。
Anytime His parents corrected Him, they were wrong.
每当他的父母来纠正他的时候，他的父母是错的。
Every time，
每一次
，He completely obeyed the law of Moses。
耶稣完全遵守着摩西的律法。
So that His death on the cross could take our place。
那他在十字架上的死就能替代我们。
Is Jesus eternal？
耶稣是永存的吗？是永远的吗？
Yes, He is.
是。
Was He on the cross for approximately 6 hours on Good Friday?
他在十字架上差不多是六小时。
Yes or no?
是不是这样？
Yes! No trick questions.
是。
So an eternal being suffering for 6 hours on the cross takes our place as finite beings for all eternity.
这位永存的神，他为了我们的罪在十字架上受苦了六小时，因此我们这些将要死的人却能得到了永存。
Does that make sense?
这个有道理吗？
Jesus being God, dying and suffering for 6 hours takes my place not being God, suffering for all eternity.
那耶稣基督他为了我们的罪在那里受苦受难六小时，是为了我们这些该受罪的人以后能够得到永生。
I hope that makes sense.
我希望这个对你们来讲能够有道理。
It's a wonderful truth.
这是一个非常美妙的真理。
In the book of Galatians, we come to our text in Galatians 5:13.
那我们来到这个加拉太书的五章十三节。
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom.To indulge the sinful nature, rather serve one another in love.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相扶持。
The NIV translation has gone through a number of revisions, and the NIV I'm holding reads differently than this version.
那么这个新的国际版本经过了好几次改版，那我。我手上这本可能和这个上面的翻译有点不一样。
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love.
我的弟兄姐妹们，你们蒙得召自由，但不要用你们的自由放纵你们的肉体。相反呢，在爱中谦卑的彼此服侍。
But these false teachers that had come into the church, and by the way, always be aware of false teaching in your church.
但是这些假老师来到了教会里面，那大家这里要注意，一直要留心有这些假老师。
Anyone who stands behind this pulpit and preaches and teaches, you need to evaluate.
任何人站在这个讲台的后面，在这里讲道的时候，你们都需要能够能够检验他的讲的道。
Does their teaching square with this book?
他们的讲道是不是符合这本圣经？
Make sure that it does.
一定要确认他们的讲道是符合的。
Do you remember the name of the people in the Bible who did that to Paul?
你们能记得圣经里面也做了相同的事，也对保罗做了相同的事的人的名字吗？
Anybody?
有人记得吗？
Who said that? Right here. Yes, you're exactly right. The Bereans. Yeah. And where do we find that in the Bible for bonus points? Do you remember? Yes. In what chapter in Acts? You did great. You did great. It's Acts chapter 17.
那是在《使徒行传》第七章里面。
The Bereans listened to Paul and then they checked what he said against the scriptures to see if it was true.
那当时 Brian 他们就检验保罗所讲的话，用他的话对照圣经上所讲的。
Be like the Bereans.
所以说让大家，我们都要像那个 Brian 那样学习。
Now don't be hypercritical.
当然也不需要
picking apart everything the preacher says.
不需要太顶针，不要太顶针他每一句每一词每一字。
That's taking that too far.
那可能就离得太远了。
But listen to see if it is correct theology that you are hearing.
但是确认你听到的道是什么道吗？
We see 3 points in this text of Galatians 5:13.
那这个第五章十三节里面，我们可以分为三点。
Three aspects of Christian freedom or liberty.
可能就是基督教里面的三，关于自由的三个方面。
First, we see the call to freedom.
第一个，我们是看到了对自由的呼唤。
Then we're going to see the abuse of freedom.
然后我们可以看到对自由的滥用。
And then we're going to see the result of freedom.
最后是自由的结果。
In the context of the book of Galatians, Paul is combating a group called the Judaizers.
在加拉太书中呢，那保罗是一直与那些叫做 Judaizers 的那些人在他们那里争论。
They believed you had to keep the Mosaic law. You had to follow Judaism.
那些犹太教的那些人呢，他们是相信你如果想要得救，就必须要遵循摩西律法。
Including circumcision. You had to do this because it was necessary for salvation in addition to believing in Jesus.
其中就包括像割礼，那他们就认为像割礼就是必须的，必须是你必须要执行的，在你不单单你要相信，你还要实行你的割礼。
Could you back up one verse to Galatians 5:12?
我们能回一节到五章十二节。
Sorry. I'm really glad you added the English.
非常好，你这里也有英文的版本。
I told Nunn his English is a lot better than my Mandarin.
我前面告诉王能，他的英语比我的中文好多了。
Because he prayed in Chinese earlier, I said that was fine. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves.
第十二节这里说到，恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
Circumcision is a procedure done on males.
那割礼是一个手术，是做在男性身上的一个手术。
Paul is saying here that he wished the Judaizers who were so enthusiastic about circumcision would go the whole way and castrate themselves.
那保罗在这里是说到你们那些犹太教的人那么注重于割礼。那还真不如啊，他们就自己把自己割绝了。
Perhaps the resulting physical impotence that Paul talks about would mean that they would be unable to produce new converts.
由于此而导致的身体上的这个阳痿呢，能够可能更加的表达保罗渴望他们那些人就无法再产生更多的。
While circumcision had once been the sign of the covenant in Israel, it now had no more religious meaning than any other ritual of cutting and marking practiced by ancient pagans.
虽然割礼曾经就是以色列与神立约的一种标志，但它现在呢，并不比古代任何异教实行的任何切割行为、切割割的仪式更具有宗教意义。
Have any of you recently read Genesis through Deuteronomy?
有没有人最近念了创世纪第几章？Which chapter?
Genesis through Deuteronomy. No chapters, just the whole books.
Okay. 那就是最前面的摩西五章吗？摩西五经。
Okay.That's okay. There's a lot of laws.
在前五经里面有许多关于律法的。
We're familiar with the ten what?
我们大概非常熟悉的是十诫。
Commandments. There's a lot more than ten commandments.
律法远远超过那十诫。
You know how many there are?
你知道究竟有多少律法吗
？613，
613条。
哇，
很多。
Including you can't have blended fabric in your clothing。
像律法当中还包括你不能穿着混纺的衣服。混纺。
That's not in my notes. Can you tell? Sorry,
yeah.
Mason.
Yeah, it's okay.
I always throw him some curveballs. A lot of laws, a lot of rules.
很多规矩，很多律法。
But circumcision was a very significant point of emphasis for these false teachers.
但是割礼是这些假教师他们非常注重的当中的一点。
Imagine if you had to keep a list of rules to be saved.
如果想象一下，你如果需要记录所有需要得救而必须要遵循的律法。
Imagine that Jesus was not enough.
想象一下，如果相信耶稣不是足够的。
That his death, burial, and resurrection was not sufficient.
他的受死、埋葬、复活是不足够的。
These people were in some serious, serious trouble with their thinking.
那这些假教师，他们非常误导。 他们的思想，他们非常的误导。
Go back to chapter 1, Galatians chapter 1.
那我们回
If you have your Bible, you can turn there. Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书的第一章。
We're going to read a couple of verses.
我们来一起读几节。
Actually, we're going to read 6 through 9. Galatians 1, 6 through 9. I'll just read it from the screen.
那我们可能一起来读第一节到第六节。
I'll go one verse at a time.
Oh, sorry, 第六节到第九节。
I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
Which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他们就应当受到咒诅。
As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当受到咒诅。
Now back to 5:13.
那如果我们回到五章十三节。
It is smaller. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature, rather serve one another in love.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
This is the freedom that Paul was speaking of.
这就是保罗所在这里讨论的自由。
And when you add works to grace, grace is no longer grace.
如果你将做工加到恩典之上，那恩典就不再是恩典。
You were called to freedom.
你是被蒙召得自由。
But there's a danger there.
但这也有危险。
Hey, I'm free from the law.
你可能会想，哦，那我就不再受律法束缚。
You know what I can do?
你知道我可以做什么吗?
What can I do?
我可以做什么?
Anything I want.
任何事我想要的。
I can live it up.
我可以想要过我任何的想要的生活。
I can take, if I were an elephant, my trunk and put it into the water of flesh.And of the world, and just take a deep drink.
如果我像是那大象一样的话，那我就用我的长的鼻子吸那个水，永远的吸下去。
Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where sin increased.Grace increased all the more.
哦，我们犯罪更多，得到的恩典更多。
This is Romans 5:20.
这个是在罗马书第五章第二十节里面。
Romans 6, verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may increase?
第六章的第罗马书第六章第一节里面又提到，那我们是不是就应该
？What's the answer?
就应该更加犯罪而得到更多的恩典吗？是这样吗
？May it never be. By no means. God forbid. There's various ways of translating it, but no.
可能有很多翻译，但是答案就是只有一个，不是这样的。
That's what he's getting at here in Galatians 5:13.
这也就是五章十三节这里保罗要说的。
I should just turn around instead of walking halfway up the aisle to read that, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature, the flesh.
那我们是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
No, I don't have to keep the law, but I do have to be holy.
我们是不一定要被律法束缚，但是我们必须要成圣。必须要圣洁。
Don't use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature.
不要将你们的自由当作是放纵情欲的机会。
Do you have sin within?
你们有罪吗？
Do you have sin inside of you?
你们自己里面觉得有罪吗？
Even as an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul possessed a remnant of the sinfulness that characterizes all human beings.
那即使作为基督耶稣的使徒我们仍然拥有着人类的特征，也就是那些罪恶的残余。
Including those who in Christ are saved from its total mastery and its condemnation.
甚至包括那些在基督里从完全得完全，或者从他们从基督里得到谴责中而拯救的人。
I want to read a quote from a book by John MacArthur.
那我想我接下来要念一段引用。
Are you familiar with Pastor John MacArthur?
你们熟悉那位牧师吗？叫做约翰麦克阿瑟。
I saw two people. Raise your hand if you're familiar with him.
如果你们熟悉的话，可以举一下手。
One, two, three people.
那可能有三个人。
He's a good author. He's a good preacher. He's a good theologian. Read him.
他是位非常好的传道，也是位非常好的神学家。
John MacArthur, MacArthur.
约翰麦克阿瑟。
This is what he said. Every well-taught and honest Christian is aware that his life falls far short of God's perfect standard of righteousness, and that he falls back into sin with disturbing frequency.
他曾经说到过，每个受过良好教育和诚实的基督徒都应当知道，他的生活远未达到上帝那完美的公义的标准，并且呢，他以令人不安的频率重新回到陷入这个罪中。
I'm going to repeat that.
我再来重复一遍。
It's estimated by researchers that you only hear about 40% of the spoken word.
有调查研究表明，只讲一遍的话，你们可能只听到了40%。
So you've only been getting about 40% about what we've been saying.
所以说，你可能只接收到了40%我们刚刚所讲的。
Maybe it's higher right now in this moment. Maybe.
可能现在。
Every well-taught and honest Christian is aware that his life falls far short of God's perfect standard of righteousness and that he falls back into sin with disturbing frequency.
每个受过良好教育并且诚实的基督徒都应当知道，他的生活远未达到上帝那完美的公义的标准，并且他以另一种令人不安的频率重新陷入到最终。
I raise both hands to that.
我举双手赞成。
Not just that's me, but that's really me.
我举双手赞成。
MacArthur continues. He is no longer of his former father, the devil, John 8:44. Go ahead.You see where I'm at? You may keep going.
Yeah.
I'll just read the whole quote. He is no longer of his former father, the devil, John 8:44. He no longer loves the world, 1 John 2:15. And he is no longer sin's slave, but he is still subject to its deceit and is still attracted by many of its allurements.
他不再是他从前的那个父亲魔鬼啊，这里引用的是约翰福音的8章44节。他不再爱世界，约翰一书里面2章15节。他不再是罪的奴隶，但他仍然受制于他的欺骗，仍然被他的许多诱惑所吸引。
Yet the Christian cannot be happy with his sin, because it is contrary to his new nature, and because he knows that it grieves his Lord as well as his conscience.
然而，基督徒不能为自己的罪感到高兴，因为这与他的新的本性背道而驰，因为他知道这会让他的主和他的良心感到悲伤。
Do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature.
不要将你们的自由当作是放纵情欲的机会。
That's the abuse of freedom.
那就是滥用你的自由。
I'm free to do what's right.
我是自由去做对的事。
That's true Christian freedom, true Christian liberty.
这是真正的基督徒的自由。
And our third point, not only the call to freedom and the abuse of freedom, but third is the result of freedom.
那第三点，也就是自由的结果。
Serve one another in love.
要用爱心互相服侍。
This word serve means to be a slave, to perform the duties of a slave.
那服侍在这里原本的意义就有做奴隶。
Any Harry Potter fans out there?
有没有哈利波特的粉丝?
Any of you never heard of Harry Potter?
有人大家听说过哈利波特吗?
Series of books written by J.K. Rowling about a magical world of wizards.
那哈利波特是 J.K. Rowling 一位英国作家所写的关于
Our family is going to Universal Studios at the end of this week.
这星期周末，我们整个家庭会要去环球影城那里。
They have a big Harry Potter park to Universal Studios.
在环球影城那里有一个非常大的哈利波特城，哈利波特的主题公园。
There's a character in Harry Potter named Dobby, who is a house elf. Some of you remember this.
如果你们记得的话，那在哈利波特里面有一只家庭的精灵叫做Dobby。
I'm totally off script right now.
我现在已经关照那个大纲在讲。
Dobby is a slave.
Dobby他就是个奴隶。 那只精灵是个奴隶。
And at the end of the second movie, which I just watched last night, he becomes free.
就在昨天我看的第二集里面，那只Dobby呢，他获得了自由。
He became free because his master handed him a book.
因为他的主人给了他一本书。
And Harry Potter fans, what was in the book?
那粉丝们在那本书里面有什么？ 一只袜子。
It was a sock.
是只袜子。
Yeah. And the way he became free is by his master giving him an article of clothing.
他得到自由的依据就是他的主人给了他一件服饰。 衣服不是说那个服饰。
Now, in the story, these house elves are like really powerful.
但其实在故事里面，像这些精灵，他们非常的有能力。
They can snap their fingers and stuff happens.
他们只要打一个响指，那魔法就产生。You're
supposed to serve others in your church as if you were a slave.
你们就应当是同样的，在这个教会里面，就是以那种奴隶的身态来服侍。
That's the word serve. Be a slave.
因为在这里的服侍，它的原意的指向就是成为一个奴隶。
Now don't take that the wrong way.
但是不要误解了。
Hey, you know, you need to be a slave to me.
不要觉得你应该就成为我的奴隶。
My car kind of needs a wash.
我的车现在需要洗一洗。
When are you coming over?
如果你来的话，你帮我洗一洗。
As a matter of fact, you know, my feet kind of hurt. I could use a foot rub.
我的脚可能你觉得现在很累，我可能可以需要一点按摩。
Don't look at this verse as how other people should be treating you.
不要把这个经节误解为其他的人或者你该去怎样对待其他的人。
Look at this verse as how you should be treating other people.
应该是看为你怎么样去对待你的弟兄姐妹。
Don't turn your freedom into an opportunity to sin, but through love, serve one another.
不要把我们的自由呢当作是放纵的一种机会，但是要在爱心里面，我们要互相来服侍。
Paul had corrected their wrong theology in this book.
保罗就是在这卷书里面来针对那些错误的那些神论来纠正他们。
Now he's cautioning them to not take it too far.
但是同时他也在警告他们不要走太远。
Yes, you're free, but don't indulge your flesh, your sinful nature, and instead serve others.
是的，你们是得到了自由，但是不要把这自由当作是一种放纵的机会，但是呢，却要在爱心里面互相的来服侍。
It's not all about you.
这不单单是关于你。
It's not all about you.
不只是单单关于你。
Some people live in a world of one.
World of one?
World of one.
有些人是住在一维的世界里面。
I'm the only one in my world.
我是那个世界里面的唯一。
I'm the only one who matters.
我是那世界里面唯一
Serve one another in love.
用爱心来互相服侍。
In fact, that is love.
并且事实上那里就有爱。
On the way in, I met Nun and Lucy. Sorry, Lucy.
在我进到教会的时候，我碰到了王能和他太太 Lucy.
Married in October.
他们刚刚在十月份。
Did I remember that part? Yes. It's because my daughter was married in October too.
我记对了，对吧？因为我的女儿也是在十月份结的婚。
Yeah. I'm sure there's some romantic love there.
我当然确定在他们之间有那非常浪漫的爱。
Which there should be.
那是应当的。
But they've been married now for November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 9 months.
那么他们到现在应该已经结婚了九个月。
It's not always romantic.
那是不是一直都是那么浪漫的呢？
You've got 9 months. I've got 29 years.
你们有九个月，那我就有29年。
On August 21st.
如果是到八月二十九号的话，就是29年。
Pray for my wife.
为我们的生活祷告吧。
She needs it.
他可能需要。
It's not always romantic.
并不是常常的那么浪漫。
Sometimes it's downright aggravating. It's downright aggravating. Frustrating.
Aggravating.
Irritating.
有时候就非常的让人心烦，让人厌恶，也非常的沮丧。
Even this week, this happened.
即使是像在这星期里面，也这个事情也发生过。
No, I'm really off script.
这个也不在大纲上。
I heated up a couple of pieces of pizza in our air fryer.
我用我家的那空气炸锅炸了几块披萨。
My wife has told me to put wax paper inside the air fryer before heating up pizza.
那我太太告诉我放两张那烘焙的纸头放在那个空气炸锅里面。
I totally forgot about the wax paper.
那我完全忘记去放那烘焙的蜡纸。
So I had to kind of scrape the pizza off with a spatula.
最终我就必须要把那个披萨从那个板上给刮下来。
And the tray is hot.
那个盘子非常的烫。
We have a gas stove, so I put that hot tray on top of the gas stove.
我把那个盘子放在了我们的那个煤灶炉灶上。
Because I didn't want to burn the countertop.
因为我并不想烧坏我们家的那个。
Doesn't that make sense? Say yes.
这个有道理吗？这样做对吗？
However, my wife had just cleaned up a couple of days ago, the last time I made pizza, and all these crumbs were underneath the top of the gas stove.
那其实我太太刚刚才把那个炉灶给清理过，也就是我上次把那个炉灶弄脏，由于这些披萨的残渣。
So she asks me to scrape it on the counter instead of on the stove.
所以说他曾经告诉过我在那个桌面上弄不要在炉灶上弄。
But the thing is hot.
但是那个盘子很烫啊。
And I don't want to burn the countertop.
那我不想烧坏我们家的那个桌面呢。
So I keep scraping it on top of the stove.
所以我还是在那炉灶上继续在那里刮那盘子。
She expresses displeasure with this activity.
他对我的这个活动就他表达了很大的不满意。
I express displeasure with how she's expressing her displeasure.
那我对他对我产生的这些不满意呢，我也表达了很多我的不高兴。
And guess what we now have?
那么你们猜一猜我们现在有什么了呢？
We have a conflict in our home.
我们在我们家里面就产生了矛盾。
Not anymore, not today, praise God.
当然不是今天。
But we do.How stupid can you get?
你能那么笨吗？
This is about pizza.
这个只是 pizza.
But it was about me wanting my way.
但这就是我借着这机会来放纵了我想要的东西。
We went to bed displeased with each other.
我们怀着对对方都非常不高兴的心态睡觉。
And I was feeling pretty self-righteous.
我自己感觉非常的自意。
After all, she shouldn't talk to me that way.
因为不管怎么样，她都不应该用那种态度来对我说话。
Next morning.
第二日清晨。
The Holy Spirit had been working on me.Overnight,
那圣灵就在我身上做工。
Even if she didn't talk to me the way I think she should have, does that excuse my behavior toward her?
虽然她用一种我不喜欢的态度对我说话，但是这就给了我对她的那种态度的理由吗？
No, it does not.
答案当然是不是的。
We have a screened-in porch at our house. If we have you guys over sometime, you'll see this. I was out in the screened-in porch area.
我是坐在那个露晒晒露台晒台晒台的那个里面。
I'm sitting there praying.
我坐在那里祷告。
Oftentimes, my wife will come out and join me in the screened-in porch area.
往往呢，我太太都会来加入我，一起来祷告。
Not that morning.
在那天早晨，她就没有。
She sat in her chair in our living room.
她坐在我们家起居室的椅子上。
I slide open the door.
我把那滑动门打开。
And I invite her to come out onto the porch.
我邀请她来到我们的那赛道上。
After about 5 minutes, she comes out onto the porch.
差不多过了五分钟后，她来了。
Now, what happens at that point can go any number of ways, can't it?
那在那个节骨眼上，其实是可以向任何一种方向发展。
The summary of what happened during that time was that I humbled myself and told her I did not handle our conversation about pizza crumbs in a very godly way.
那最终总结一下来说，简短来说，那在那短短的一点时间里面，我向她表达了我的歉意，我很后悔我那天因为关于披萨的那件事对她的态度是不好的。
Serve one another in love.
在爱心里用爱心服侍。
Deny yourself.
否认自己。
Admit that you're wrong.
承认你自己是错的。
Another example.
另外还有一个例子。
We have 4 cats.
我们有四只猫。
You want one?
你们有人想要吗？
My daughters would not be pleased with my saying that.
我女儿可能对我接下来要说的不会很高兴。
I woke up this morning to one of them having had apparently some problems.
我今天早晨起来的时候，其中的一只猫
an upset stomach.
看上去就好像有些问题，可能是它的胃不舒服。我无视那个他吐出来的。
And then I'm reviewing my message for this morning.
然后我开始复读我今天早晨要讲的信息。
I don't want to clean up the cat throw up.
我不想去清理那些猫的粪便。
I want to act like I didn't see it.
我想要假装我就并没有看见。
Cat throw up, one cat throw up.
猫吐出来的东西就让它在那。
And then I was convicted. And the spirit convicted me.
然后我就被指责了，那个圣灵就来指责我。
And I got a Walmart bag and some paper towels and I cleaned it up.
那最终我拿了袋口那个塑料袋，拿了纸巾来把它给清理干净。
I was up earlier than my wife today, so I told her about what had happened and asked her if she wanted me to take that mat, fold it in half, and take it down by the washing machine.
那我也告诉了我太太这件事，也问她需不需要我把那个垫子把它折起来放进我们家的洗衣机里面去。
She was pleased and said, yeah, in fact, why don't you go ahead and put it in the washing machine and add some soap and go ahead and start it?
她也说好啊，非常好，那你为何还不就把它放过去，然后再开始让它开始洗起来呢？
So what's going through my mind?
那在我的脑海里面开始有什么在那里进行呢？
I've got a message to review.
我需要来复读。我的信息。
I mean, I'm going to preach from the Bible today.
我今天需要讲道。
That's important stuff.
那个是非常重要的事情。
More important than putting a cat messy rug into the washing machine.
那可比猫弄脏的要去清理嘛，那个猫弄脏的毯子要重要的多。
That was going on inside me.
这个就是我当时脑海中进行的。
But so was serve one another in love.
但是同时那用爱心服侍这句经文也在我脑海里。
So that battle's going on there, you know. I don't believe that this is the way it happens, but it's almost like Kronk from the Emperor's New Groove, where you've got the shoulder demon and the shoulder angel.
那看上去就像是个。
Anybody know what I'm talking about with that? Yeah?
那就像是一个肩膀这里站了魔鬼，一个肩膀这里站了天使。
I got the sin nature and I got the spirit.
我有那圣灵和那我自己的罪性在那里征战。
What did I say? What happened this morning at the Shelburne household in the master bedroom in a discussion about cat throw up on a rug?
啊，那今天早晨在我家那主卧里面究竟发生了什么？就是在为那啊猫弄脏的那张地毯而大家在那里争论。
I said, okay, I can do that.
最终我说可以，我来做。
Were you surprised?
你觉得会意外吗？
It's okay, you can be surprised.
你可以感到很意外。
I took it down, I put the soap in. In fact, it's a newer washer and dryer. That might have been like the second or third time I put anything in that washing machine. I wasn't sure how to work it.
我带着毯子拿到楼下放到洗衣机里面，那洗衣机都是比较新的，我都还只做过两三次，我都不知道该怎么来操作。
I think I did it right. We'll find out.
我想我应该是做对的。
My point here is, we need to take this truth from the Bible and put it into our lives.
那我想要讨论的这个最终的这观点就是，我们要把这个真理，这个从圣经里面来应用到我们的实际生活中。
I fall back into sin with disturbing frequency.
我一直以一种非常令人不安的频率重新陷入到我的罪中。
Originally, this was written to Christians in local churches.
原先这个是写给那当地的教会。
How can you be a slave at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church?
你怎么样能够成为毕城华人教会的那个奴仆呢？
How can you be a servant here?
你怎么能成为这里的奴仆呢？
When's the last time you invited another family over to your house?
你上一次邀请其他的家庭到你家去是什么时候？
Will there be more to do around here now that Pastor Lee has moved?
那现在李牧师走了，那是不是会有更多的需要自愿的工作呢？
Yes or no?
是这样吗？自愿的工作？
Yeah.
是的，对吧？
How can you meet those needs?
你怎么样能够来，来符合这些需求呢？
Do you pray for one another?
你们互相祷告吗？
Do you come to the services?
你们来参加服事吗？崇拜吗？
This book needs to find its way into our lives and into our churches.
这本圣经，这本书应当来到我们的实际生活中，来到我们的教会里面。
How do you need to grow in serving one another?
你们怎么样能够在爱心来互相的来服侍？
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起来站起来来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父。
God, you know how much I need this verse of Scripture.
神啊，你知道我有多么需要这句经文。
Forgive me, Lord, for being so selfish.
啊，真是原谅我啊，宽恕我，那么自私。
The good that I want to do, I don't always do.
我想所行的义，但是我却做不到。
And the evil that I don't want to do, I often do.
我不想行的恶，却往往做。
I thank you that Jesus Christ is the answer to our struggle.
我真是感谢耶稣基督就是我们挣扎中的那个答案。
And by his grace, we can grow.
由于他的恩典我们才能成长。
May we pray for growth.
为我们的成长真是祷告。
In our own hearts and in the hearts of others around us.
不单单是在我们自己的心里，也为每一位周遭的人的心里。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们，主啊。
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
那我以基督的名祷告。
Amen.